Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you'll need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I'm traveling a lot, and when you travel, you got to protect your data. You got to protect your privacy online. NordVPN.com/Fightful allows me to do that, allows me to browse safely and securely. When you go to an airport, when you go to an arena, a restaurant, a hotel, you're usually connecting to that unsecured Wi-Fi, which leaves you susceptible to having your data stolen, any number of things taken from your private connection or what should be your private connection. NordVPN.com/Fightful makes it a private connection with the fastest VPN in the world, a 30-day money-back guarantee, and a ton of other features in addition to that peace of mind that you get when you can browse safely and securely. And I'm talking all your devices, Surface Pro, laptop, desktop, PC, smart TV, router, phone, whatever you're taking with you, NordVPN.com/Fightful will add extra layers of security to your digital life. You can get a password manager, a file encryption tool. Be safe, be smart, NordVPN.com/Fightful. What's up, you guys? Sean Rossap, Fightful here with a name you know, former Impact World Champion, back in action now. Great to see, and he's in action this weekend, September 8th, 2023, White Plains, New York, for Impact Victory Road. We're going to talk about that. Another insane Impact card that's coming up, but it's good to see him again. Steve Macklin, how you doing, man?
I'm good. Healthy as anything could be right now and ready to go.
That's good to hear. Of course, we got to talk about the injury. You were sidelined for a couple of months. Very unfortunate timing. And this supposedly happened based on what we've heard in Australia. Were there any indications that this was maybe lingering or happening?
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Or was it just a spur-of-the-moment type of thing that unfortunately occurred?
Just spur-of-the-moment thing that occurred during the match with me and Alex Shelley for the rematch and Down Under Tour for Impact Wrestling. And it was I was really looking forward to it and the outcome because it was on my way to winning. And then, of course, me trying to push myself through and work through an injury, it cost me. But what can you do? Things happen sometimes we can't control. And talk about it. 2 days of hell waiting to get back to the States to get an MRI, get seen in the ER and find out what was going on. And luckily Impact got me set up with a doctor to see and found out it was just a partial tear, like a sprain or a grade two sprain. So with a minor tear in there. So a little bit of black and blue in the groin area, which made me nervous. But until I got the information that scans and everything, I was pretty happy with it afterwards. And it didn't stop me from getting right back into the gym. So
the details were kind of few and far between. And like knowing you, I looked at things and I was like, This guy dropped the Impact and the Revolver title. Was he working with something for a while and just being like, oh, I'll handle it later type of thing? So it just kind of happened as it happened.
It's one of those things where just things kind of lined up. And you, everybody's always walking around with injuries, and it's not ballet. Everybody's always said that. Wrestling is not ballet. You're either injured or you're hurt. And you can work hurt, but you can't work injured sometimes. And this is one of those injuries where I wish I could have pushed through and got the Slammiversary. But it, to further injure, it would have probably been worse, and I would have been out a lot longer.
Speaking of Slammiversary, the landscape of Impact changed in just that brief period that you were gone. Eric Young popped back up into the company. That's another guy who has long been figured not just into the Impact World Title Program, every World Title Program, even the Knockouts Tag Team Title Program at one point. Like, when you see a guy like that back in the company, what does that do to you? Because he wasn't gone that long, like maybe 6-7 months, but I mean, that's still a big name coming back into the fold.
It's another opportunity to work with somebody so good and to elevate my game as well, because Eric's EY's on just another level of talent. I think he's very underrated in that category too. People don't really put his name up there as one of the best. And if you watch his matches, him and Jay White, when they wrestled about a year ago, had just a killer match together, and just the chemistry is good, and he's got that grittiness that I like, and where it just suspends disbelief at times, where it's like, oh, wow, he's good at what he does in his craft. And he's someone that I latch to for just advice behind the scenes as well. So it's just good to have him back, and I look forward to an opportunity of hopefully working with him at some point.
So the injury came at such an unfortunate time, because a lot of people considered like the match with Shelley as in the matches you were having with Shelley as the best that you've had. And you've had quite a few really good matches, so that says quite a bit. What goes through your mind when that happens? Because you had been on a roll. You've been Impact World Champion, and everybody knows what momentum can do in pro wrestling, and a lot of times it's out of sight, out of mind, and how will they react when I get back, whether it's a short period or a long period?
How bad is it and how fast can I get back was the first thing in my head. And even as soon as I got back from Australia and I was waiting to see the doctors, I was still going to the gym, doing light work, walking on the treadmill, not that extensive, but to just keep moving, just whether I needed surgery or not, I wanted to go into it being in shape, going into surgery, so it's less work on the back end coming back. And just, I'm a very active human being. I hate sitting still and being stagnant. I like to work for what I get paid. So that's just me. I don't like to just sit on my butt and watch TV every day and see everybody else succeed. So it's one of those things where it kind of also stepped me back a little bit to see the landscape with a guy like EY coming in, a guy like Josh Alexander coming back, who's my opponent at Victory Road, in the match that I feel everybody's been wanting to see.
Yes.
And that's the match I've been wanting, because that was supposed to be the title, the match I was supposed to win the title at in Rebellion, because I was going to beat the longest reigning Impact World Champion in history. And I get to do that here at Victory Road in White Plains.
You guys have sort of hovered in the vicinity of one another for a very long time, and it seemed like that collision course was going to happen, as you mentioned. What does it mean to you to finally be able to have that, and especially against a guy like Josh Alexander, who, I mean, he's one of those guys that looked at Impact and he's like, this is where I belong. And much like you, they saw something in him that a lot of other people either overlooked or weren't willing to give him. There are a lot of parallels here. There are a lot of parallels, but also the makings of a really great rivalry as well.
It's one of those things where I think there's, like, even when it was supposed to happen at Rebellion, we kind of knew what we were getting into, and it's a program that I'm looking forward to for however long it does last. But for me, the way I feel, and I'm pretty sure Josh feels the same way if I was to ask him, or if you were to ask him, we are the two guys in Impact Wrestling. If you look at the male side of things, it's me and Josh. You're the top two names. That's also my opinion, just because I feel like I've worked to that. Title or not in this match, I think this is the biggest match on the card, and I think this is one of the biggest matches of the year for Impact Wrestling. That also now puts a lot of pressure on me to deliver. Same with Josh. And then you can look at it on the women's side. Like, you have my wife and Jordan. No title involved with those two, and that's another one of those matches where it's just like, you're getting this card where there's titles in line and all matches, but like, the matches that to me are key on this card at Victory Road are the ones that don't even involve the titles. And it's showing the landscape of what's going to happen with For Bound for Glory and what's going to go on for the rest of the year. It's Hard to Kill.
Let's talk about the landscape even right after Victory Road. Impact 1000 looks guano crazy. My God. Like, there, people I never thought I was going to be able to see wrestle again are going to be on this show. Gail Kim is on this show. Awesome Kong. Devon Dudley is on this show wrestling. Like, I can't believe this is a thing that's happening. As you see these announcements unfold, what are you thinking? Because a lot of these people, legitimately, we thought some of these people were retired and never coming back.
That's the thing about wrestling, though, is you never say never. That's the one old adage. It's like, oh, they'll never be back here. Oh, yeah, never say never.
Yeah.
It's just one of those things where it's just, it's going to be good for fans and it's good for us because it's 1,000 episodes in Impact Wrestling. And it's just showing the longevity that this company has had from its TNA days into it just being becoming Impact and for where we're going in the future. And that's the one cool thing about it is you can have these nostalgia shows just like a Raw 1000, SmackDown. Like, everybody has their nostalgia shows. I'm sure AEW at some point will do their shows where they have their anniversary. So it's just like those are the ones you want to put out for. And it's going to be cool to have the mesh of the old and the new. And you get to see just how that's going to work. And I'm excited to just see Team 3D because it's one of those teams I grew up loving. And I get to work with Bully as my tag partner as well this Thursday at Impact Wrestling. So it's kind of cool to – you just think about when you're a kid and you forget about it, about being a wrestler in the business. Now you think about, wow, I never thought I'd be doing this.
It's kind of funny because I remember when I was a kid and people were saying – oh, Edge and Christian, the Hardys, the Dudleys, they're not going to be around long having these kinds of matches. It's 2023 and they're all still wrestling.
Yeah, and I was in the backyard emulating every bit of the ladder matches and table matches as like a dumb kid that I was.
Oh my God, I love it. Also, Gail Kim, my mortal enemy, and Awesome Kong, who once cut my hair off with a hook knife, are teaming together.
Listen, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. We did a hair donation. I broke up the Nightmare Collective in AEW. It was a whole thing, but she sawed my hair off with a hook knife at one point. So, yeah, I'm hoping they don't emerge victorious, needless to say. But you're in a point now where... Hey, guys, have you ever wondered what happened to the legendary Chuck Norris? I saw a video he made and I was shocked. He is in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. He looks like he's got more energy, can work out longer, even has plenty of that energy left over for his grandkids, and he did this by making one change. He said that he still feels like he's in his 50s. His wife even started doing this thing too. She's never felt better. She says she feels 10 years younger, her body looks leaner, has energy all day. And Chuck's made a 20-minute video explaining step-by-step how anyone can do this same thing to see incredible changes in their health. Staying active is important. Moving around keeps you feeling good. Making sure that you take care of your gut health, your digestion, just overall, is also very important. Right now, you can go to mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Watch Chuck's video right now. That's mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Check out what Chuck Norris has to say. What's got him feeling so good these days? He explains everything, and you won't believe how simple it is.
Spring is in the air at Littleton Coin Company, and we want to help you brighten your collection. Visit us at littletoncoin.com all month long to enjoy 15% off your purchase. With a wide selection of coins, paper money, supplies, and more, Littleton Coin Company has something for every collector's taste. Use promo code SPRING at littletoncoin.com for 15% off your purchase all month long. Restrictions apply. Littleton Coin Company, serving collectors since 1945.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Whenever you go into free agency or a negotiation period, you've got a whole lot more leverage than what you had before. Like, you have established I can be a top performer. I am a top performer. I don't cause trouble. I conduct myself professionally. I'm doing the media. I'm doing the work. I'm staying in shape. All that stuff. Like, you're the type of guy that everybody should want on their team. How does that feel? I mean, I'm not even asking when your deal is up or anything, but like, how does that feel to not only have to have had the opportunity to prove all those things, but do it and everybody just kind of sees it now? And like, you're a model professional for a pro wrestling company.
It's just one of those things where I take it a day at a time, and that's how I try to treat everything. And we in the house just try to say to each other, D and I, just like, worry about what you control. Worry about your body, your diet, your look, your promos, how you speak, how you act, how you're professional. Even before I got on here with you, she said, remember 5 C's, be clear, concise. Just so we're always in each other's heads with that way, just being professional. That's just how we carry ourselves. We want to go to work. We want to do our job the best of our ability. And if the crowd enjoys it, we're going to keep doing what we do and what we love. And that's just how I try to approach it. And it's just, I don't know, it's good. It's reassuring too, just because it's fun to go to work. And to just have fun in wrestling. And not saying I didn't have fun previous with a previous employer. Like, I had my fun. I was even tweeting about it before with me and Blake, and people were talking about it. It was our 5-year anniversary of when we debuted in NXT as the Forgotten Sons. So it's just one of those things where it's just like, no, I appreciate that people notice it. And that just shows that, okay, what I'm doing is probably, I guess, good. So I'm going to keep doing it and try to up my ante each time I go out there. And then, again, I get to go have matches. And then, like, this Friday with White Plains at Victory Road with Josh, I get to prove it. And like I said before, I get to put a lot of weight on my shoulders now to go out there and prove that we are the two best. And I get to get the longest reigning Impact World Champion in history.
As I film this, your good friend Joel Pearl and Jeremy Lambert will be interviewing. I know. I'm very excited for you to beat up Joel Pearl. They'll be interviewing Alex Shelley on Wednesday. What question should I give them from Steve Macklin to ask Alex Shelley?
I don't know. That's a good one. When do I get my rematch?
I'm interested in
that. That would be, when do I get my rematch? Obviously, he'll probably say, well, go take care of Josh Alexander, then we'll see, that, knowing him the way he is. So, but when do I get my rematch? And does he want that rematch?
Interesting. I want that. I wouldn't mind seeing all three of you in the ring, honestly.
Never say never.
I wouldn't mind seeing that. So you did return recently, and it was announced that you were cleared beforehand. How do you sort of weigh that, like the idea of declaring, hey, I'm cleared, I'm good to go, versus a lot of times in wrestling, people will outright lie about whether they're cleared or not in order to preserve the surprise?
Just going different from what everybody else is doing. Everybody always wants to keep an element of once I got that element of surprise. And then once I got told by creative, like, hey, we have this idea. I'm like, okay, cool. I'm going to put it out there that I'm back, so that you now, when is he coming back? It's not about when, or not if he's coming back, when, in the sense of that. So it's one of those things where it's just opportunity rung, and it's just to let the whole world know I'm coming back. You know, whether it's Impact Wrestling on independent shows at Revolver, up in Destiny Wrestling, up in Toronto. It's just anywhere I can show up.
Do you know what your creative was going to be had you not gotten injured?
Somewhat. I'm not going to tell you what it was, though.
I
knew what we were getting to and where we were going. Kind of like, obviously, it's never, nothing's ever set in stone.
Yeah.
So it's just one of those things where, hey, we have this idea and this idea. It's okay, cool. That lets me now think of ahead of that, so that I can just kind of piece together my own stories to pitch ideas.
Now, admittedly, I haven't checked my DMs from Sammy any recently. Are you going to continue doing stuff from Revolver? He always makes sure I see what's going to be announced for Revolver.
It's not an if, but when.
Okay. I mean, that...
I plan to be back at Revolver. I missed it this past weekend. Wish I could have been there. One of my favorites to watch, Breeze, was there, so...
Yeah. I really respect the way that Sammy handles that stuff. I mean, tireless promoter on top of that, always looking to do something different. He has a unique knack of finding matches that haven't happened before and then booking them for his show. And you're like, how many could there possibly be with so many like indies running? And I think from a matchup standpoint, I think it's the best indie out there.
He puts on one of the best cards, and I love working up there, and especially in Iowa and then Dayton too. Dayton's a small little venue, but it's just, the crowd's hot, they're into it, they're invested in everybody and the storyline's going on. Even if it's not a story, it's just a match, they just want to see good wrestling. And just what he does in Iowa, that crowd, I love every time going to Iowa, just because it's a bigger venue, crowd's really rowdy, they're getting pretty drunk, so it's always fun to have those type of crowds. And I love the obscenities that get thrown at me a lot of the times, because you're like a little kid. When it's always a little kid and you don't expect it, you're just like, wow, that's coming out of your mouth? Okay.
Who are some of the people in the Impact locker room that on a mental level you vibe with pretty well? Because, I mean, you're the type of guy who, when you became a free agent, you had your own stuff produced. You had a clear idea of what you wanted to do. And I know you to be a constant, like, studious mind of wrestling in general. Like, you're constantly watching wrestling. Is there anybody else you've connected with on that roster quite like that?
Pretty much, I get along with everybody. That's just how I've always feel like I've been. I can mingle with people. But people, like, if it's the day of work, I'm usually kind of on my own and in my own head of promos and ideas. I'll talk with Robert Evans about just ideas for creative. He's behind the scenes, one of the writers, and it's just it's good chatting with him to get ideas and bouncing what my thought process is. Bully's now been a person I can go to that I've kind of latched to for advice, and he's very honest. And that's always the best thing, is finding those honest people, and they tell you what you should be hearing, not what you just want to hear. EY, like I said, Eddie Edwards. I even talked to Moose, as much as you would not think Moose would be one of those people to go to. Like, hey, how does this flow sound? Like, because he's got a good mind for things too, for the athletic side of things. So it's just always good to go to. And I don't know, just, yeah, the whole locker room in general. Crazy Steve's another one of those guys that go to for creative stuff.
Oh, I love his vignettes.
He's the one that helped me with all his vignettes. He's been killing. He's been doing awesome. Kazarian's been another one of that Frankie has been going to. We've kind of gelled together, even on my Australia tour, just talking and just ideas, and just not even talking wrestling, like music and life. It's just always fun. But Crazy Steve was the one that was always doing my face paint when I did the few times. So,
oh, that's cool.
So, yeah, I had a blind man face paint.
That is
face paint. That's the best part.
Lance Storm is also low key hilarious. Like, he'll. A lot of people don't realize it because of the gimmick that he portrayed in WWE. That guy is hilarious.
I love Lance behind the scenes because he just, like, if you go to him with any type of match idea, like, he wants to keep, like, hey, you're in this spot on the card. Like, this is a main event caliber match. We need to deliver that main event caliber match. And it's just good to have that from a producer to get that reiteration of, like, okay, yep, you're right. Now we have to go back to the drawing board, kind of think of other plans to add stuff in or take things out that don't make sense. Or he just... He's one of those people that, like a hunter in a way, where you could just comes up with an idea and you're just like, why didn't I think of that? But thank you. Just simpler.
So I was given a strict time limit by Impact Wrestling, so I'll have one more before we go. And of course, Impact Victory Road, September 8, 2023. But I also mentioned Impact 1000. We did mention the nostalgia. If you could bring back any name from Impact history to face, whether it be Impact 1000 or just in the future, who would it be?
AJ.
I mean, that's amazing, right?
Yeah, he's so damn good.
Yeah.
And he was so damn good then, and he's even better now. And it's just, he's so crisp with his movements. But AJ is one of those matches, like, to me, that's like, he's the flag bearer of what TNA was at that time, and he was a homegrown guy. And that'd be kind of cool to have a match like that for me and AJ.
I've got a direct line to Air Paris, his tag team partner in WCW. Maybe we can just dress him up like AJ. The Good Brothers did at one point for their Talking Shop-a-Mania. They just brought in Air Paris instead.
I miss having them in the locker room, by the way, too.
They were so ridiculous because, you know, I'm going to ask everybody anything that I possibly can. I would always think they were lying to me because they always seem like they're lying. And they were never lying about anything.
That's why they're the Good Brothers.
Oh, my God. Steve Macklin, let the people know where they can find you, where they can follow you. Of course, you're facing Josh Alexander, huge match at Victory Road this weekend in White Plains.
If you're not following me at Steve Macklin on Instagram and Twitter. You're going to see a lot of my dogs. if you want to shop any of my merchandise, it's at Shop Impact Deals. And also at Steve Macklin Store at Pro Wrestling Tees. I have my new Front Towards Enemy shirt up there. So get them while they're there.
Steve Macklin, it's always great. I always learn something talking to you about pro wrestling. Check it out, guys. Impact this weekend, White Plains. Until next time, we're out.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications through LifeMD? LifeMD is now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
Probably the easiest thing I've ever done. The medication comes in the mail and it's very easy to use. I've been able to live my normal lifestyle and I've lost 20 pounds already and I've never felt better. It changed my life.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.